Blog Talk Radio. And welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah Taylor, and it is a blessing, beloved, to be with you once again today. Truly, we do thank God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. Praise the Lord. I do pray that you all had a wonderful day in the Lord today. Praise God. We are rejoicing in the God of our salvation because truly God is worthy. And we thank God for just allowing us, amen, to fellowship in the presence of God. We had such a wonderful time on this morning in our fellowship. We thank God for the presence of God that came in so richly and blessed us. We're just thanking and praising God for all that he is doing. Praise the Lord. And we wanted to take time out this evening just to give a few words of encouragement, to stop and just spend a little time in prayer and pray for the needs of the people. Praise God. There are many, many needs all across the world, across the nation. Praise God. This past week we saw so many storms that went through, praise the Lord, hit our area, went on up in the East Coast area, praise God. But we do thank the Lord that we are still here, praise God, that no one was hurt, praise God, in our area, amen. God is just so good, and we thank God, amen, for what he is doing, amen. And I want to say that I do appreciate all of you who have been listening to the broadcast, amen, since we came back on the air. The response has been great, and we do thank the Lord for you listening in. Praise God. I thank God for all those that call in. Amen. On this week, we had a young lady that called and was such an encouragement, and we thank God for that. We appreciate the Lord. We appreciate the intercessors and prayer warriors all over the nation that are praying for the many needs of the people. We heard good reports this week on the National Prayer Breakfast, amen, our president spoke and he shared his heart of how he gave his life to the Lord over 20 years ago and shared his faith. And so we're thanking the Lord for the prayers, and he acknowledged the prayers that so many are praying for him. Praise God, and we're praying for our president, and I'm going to encourage you to do so, because the word of God lets us know that we should pray, amen, for our leaders and pray for those in authority that we may lead a quiet and a peaceable life. Praise God. And we know that nothing goes without prayer. We're seeing so many answers to prayer, amen, miracles and different things that the Lord is doing just because we take the time to pray. So we do want to spend time this evening to pray, and I want to invite you, those of you that may be listening, to call in. This is a little different, amen, from our normal teaching. The Lord just put this on my heart to just give some words of encouragement and open up the line, amen. If anyone would like to call in, you may do so, 718-664-9578 is our call-in number. We invite you to call in if you have a prayer request. Amen. We'll be more than happy to pray, amen, for you. We do thank the Lord for our caller that's on the line. Praise the Lord. God bless you, caller. Would you like to give us your name? Amen. And just tell us a little bit about yourself tonight. God bless you.
It's Prophetess Perry. How
God bless you, Prophetess. I am doing well. How are you?
I'm good.
Amen. I do appreciate you joining us on the line tonight. Praise God. Amen. I pray that your day was well and God is yet blessing you.
It was wonderful.
Praise God.
Yes. I'm going to be muted out because I don't want to have too much background noise going on today.
Thank you, dear. We love you and we appreciate you. Praise the Lord. Thank you again for calling in. Praise God.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Praise God. We are one of the things we're doing before I go into prayer. We're reading through the book of Acts this month, and I was reading on this morning and just a little bit ago, and reading through the book of Acts, and we know that we're really living in a time where the Lord, amen, is doing something in the body that's just awesome. And I have found that so much confirmation of what God is going to do this year for the body of Christ, amen, where he wants to prove himself through signs, wonders, and miracles. And one of the things that is so awesome in our teaching on the Holy Spirit, and even this morning I heard reference made to the Holy Spirit and how, amen, God is wanting us to tap into the power of God because he's wanting to do such an awesome work in the body. And when we're linked in the Spirit, praise God, amen, we can feel one another. And even though the disciples, the apostles, amen, went through imprisonment, they were persecuted, they were misunderstood, amen, by the those in authority, amen, they were, sometimes when you see God moving and people don't understand, they can feel kind of threatened. And I believe that that was one of the things that may have been happening, because it was Jesus' people that put him to death. And now all of a sudden they're seeing the power of God move. They're seeing God move in these 12 men who walk with Jesus for some 3 years, amen, and they listened to him, amen, and they did what the Lord told them to do after Jesus went up, amen. They went into the upper room, and the Bible says that they were there in one accord, in one place, praise God, and we know that the power of God came down, the Holy Ghost came in, filled them with the Holy Ghost and filled them with boldness, gave them the power, the anointing, and the authority to proclaim the name of Jesus. And one accounting in the book of Acts talks about when Peter and John, I believe, went up to prayer, and there was a lame man laying at the feet of the before they went into the temple. He needed some money, he needed alms, he needed someone, praise the Lord, to give him, amen. And Peter looked at him, he did not have any money. He let him know, I don't have any silver and I do not have any gold, but what I do have, I'm going to give it to you. And he said, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And I'm saying to you, beloved, in the name of Jesus, whatever your need may be, whatever your situation is, you can give it to God, because God will take care of you. He knows right now, right where you are. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he is making intercession for you and for I. Praise God. So no matter what we may have to face, or what we have faced, what we may have to endure, praise the Lord, I want you to know that God knows and he sees everything. And just as he strengthened that young man's ankle bones, and amen, as Peter picked him up and grabbed him, and the Bible says he received strength and he got up leaping and walking and praising the Lord, because instantly God met him, gave him a greater miracle, gave him something that he was not expecting, praise God. And many times people come to church, they come to our fellowships, and they're wanting, amen, something that we may not know exactly what they need, glory to God, but when we tap into the Holy Ghost and we are sensitive to God, amen, God will give us how to pray, praise the Lord. And I know even on tonight, as we go before the Lord in prayer, whatever your need is by way of radio, whether you call in or whether you don't, God knows exactly, hallelujah, where you are. And he knows right now the pressure that you're under. He knows what you're facing on tomorrow, glory to God. Some of you are facing great things and you just don't know how. You don't know what is going to happen, but I want you to know that God sees and he knows, praise the Lord. And God is on the throne, glory to God. He will not leave you. He'll not forsake you, hallelujah. But he will meet you right at the point of your need. He did it for the apostles, even when they were threatened, they were beaten, glory to God, they were threatened. They told them, do not proclaim in the name of Jesus, do not preach in this man's name. But the boys rose up and they said, we ought to obey God rather than man. And beloved, we're living in an hour now where we're going to have to make a stand, praise God, because of the things, amen, that are already on the horizon. Amen. We're being challenged, amen, with the word of God. We're being challenged to make a stand, amen, for holiness, for righteousness, glory to God, amen, for truth, praise the Lord. We're being challenged today, even in the school system. Amen. Our children are being taught things that go against the word of God. And we as parents will be challenged to tell the truth. Glory to God. We will be challenged as ministers of the gospel to proclaim the uncompromised word of the Lord. I was in a service on last week, and it grieved my heart to hear how the leader began to compromise and began to kind of take down, amen, and water down the word, amen, for people. And we're living in a time where we must take a firm stand. If we preach the truth, teach the truth, and we do it in love, everybody may not go along with you, and you may not be like, beloved, but I guarantee you this, the Bible says, with loving kindness have I drawn thee, and it's the love of God that will pull that man and that woman out of the den of the devil, amen, it's the power of God that will destroy the yokes on people's lives, glory to God, it's not going to come by us compromising, and it's not going to come by us petting flesh, glory to God, but it will come, glory to God, when we take a stand. Praise God. We stand for the truth, amen, and everything we do must be seated in love. Glory to God, amen. If you want to see, amen, God move, amen, just trust the Lord. Walk in the love of God, amen. Obey the Lord. Set your face as a flint and be willing to obey God. Praise the Lord, because God will come through for you, amen. He's a God of his word, praise the Lord. And when he gives a word, when he speaks his word, amen, when we get in this word and we find out what it says, amen, we can stand on it, amen, because heaven and earth, the Bible says, may pass away or will pass away, but the word of the Lord will stand forever. So when we proclaim the word, know this, beloved, God will validate. He'll come through, amen. If you're sick, praise God, if you've been given a sentence, glory to God, if you will, so to speak, if the doctor maybe has given you some news that you didn't want to hear, we know that God, amen, is on the throne, amen. Jesus died for our sins, our sicknesses, and diseases. He died that we might have a right to the tree of life, and we have a right to walk in divine health and wholeness according to the word of the Lord, amen. So we're going to believe God, amen, and we're going to take God at his word. Praise the Lord. Father, I thank you today. I thank you, Lord God, for your word. I thank you for your Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing for your people. I thank you, God, for encouraging. God, I thank you for uplifting. Father, I thank you that you're God all by yourself. Someone tonight, God, needs to be encouraged and needs to be lifted up. Someone needs to know that you're right there. Oh, my God, someone is going through great trial right now, great oppression, depression, feelings of hopelessness, feeling of loss, feeling of emptiness. Oh, my God, feeling like they've been rejected, abandoned. But, God, we know that you're God all by yourself. And so, Father, I'm asking that you touch that one right now. Go right where they are, Father God. Encourage, God. Send your word tonight, God, as we speak the word of the Lord, as we pray, God, I'm asking you, Holy Ghost, to do the work that only you can do. Father, those that may be sick tonight, sick in body, oh my God, have gotten a report that they did not want to hear. We know, God, that we can choose to relieve the report of the Lord. We choose to walk, God, according to your word. So, Father, we send forth your word now to heal, to set the captive free, to touch the minds and liberate, God, liberate in spirit, soul, and body. Father God, we pray for our leaders tonight. We pray for our president tonight. We pray that you would lay your hand on him, oh God, that you would touch him, Father, that you would touch those around him, God, that you, God, would minister, Father, as only you can, that you touch his family, God. Oh, my God, we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you, God, that you watch over your word to perform it. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for touching, God, the cabinet tonight and touching the Senate, Father God, and touching the representatives, oh, Father God. Oh, God, and even go, God, to Representative Giffords, Lord God, you have worked miracle for her already, and we're asking you to complete the work. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing for her. Complete the healing in her body and touch her family. Touch all those, God, that were wounded as well, Father God, that are still recovering. We ask, God, that you touch them now, and even touch the one, God, that did this shooting, Father. You touch his mind and you touch his family. Oh, Father God, you minister peace to them and strength, oh God, and you send someone to them that can minister to them and give them hope and give them life and let them know that Jesus is still the reason for the season. God, we thank you now. We thank you, Father God, that even as the storms have gone through our nation this past week, Father, you have yet been good to keep us, Father, and we pray, God, for all those that have been affected by the storm in some way, God. We pray that you would touch, Father God. We still know that we must pray, God. We know, God, what you're doing, Father. We understand, Father God, but God, we yet pray, God, that your will be done, that you show mercy, Father God, that you show, oh God, your mighty hand, God, that you show your protective hand to your people. Help us to stay linked in prayer. Help us, oh God, to continue to seek your face, Lord. Help us to stay on course, Lord God. Help us not to lose focus, Father, what you're doing, God. Oh my God, we want you to minister, God, to the many ministers and pastors and, oh God, fellowships all across the nation, apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers. Oh God, we want you to strengthen your people, strengthen your lay members, God. Strengthen, oh God, strengthen the body of Christ tonight. Father God, as you strip, Lord God, as you strip down, Father, as you clean up, Lord God, we want you to yet pour in, God, healing oil. Oh God, we want you to do what only you can do, Father, for the body. Father God, we know that we must go through a process to be made. But God, we want to be made in your image and after your likeness. We want to be vessels, God, meet for the master's use. Father God, continue to have your way. Oh God, pull down the strongholds, God, of religion and legalism and tradition. Pull down racism, Father God. Pull down the walls that will keep us from loving one another. Oh my God, do the work in the body of Christ that only you can do. Father, we thank you and we love you tonight. Oh God, we know that there is no God like you. God, send revival in the nation. Let it begin from one end of the country and sweep through. Just as the storms go through, God, send the wind of the Holy Ghost. Oh God, that will go from Maine all the way over to Washington, to Alaska. Oh God, let the power of the Holy Ghost, the fire of the Holy Ghost begin to burn. Burn throughout the nation, throughout the states, throughout the cities and the regions, oh God. Pull down principalities and powers and rulers, God. Oh God, help us to pray and cry aloud and spare not. Help us to seek your face, oh God, as never before. Help us to get in a place with you that we hear you, God, that we hear you when you call. Oh my God, that we will stay sensitive to you, Father. Oh God, let love abide in our hearts. Let love flow from breast to breast. That God, when the world, oh God, sees us, they will see us loving one another. Oh my God, because we know, God, it's with loving kindness that you draw. And this is how men and women will be one to you, when they see the love of Jesus in our hearts, when they see us, God, loving one another, walking in unity, striving side by side for the same purpose of the gospel. Pull down bitterness, oh God. Pull down hatred, Father. Pull down jealousy, God. Pull down strife, oh God. Pull down these strongholds, God, that have been in the body of Christ. Pull down the python. Pull down the Leviathan. Pull down the Jezebel spirit. Pull down the lust and lascivious, God. Pull down uncleanness, Father God. Everything that would hinder your body from moving forward, God, the way you want it to, God. We ask that you go and do the work, God. Even now, God, begin to do the work, Father. Oh, God, touch your many ministers, Father. Touch us today. Help us to realize the hour that we're living in. Help us to know that it's time that we pray, that we seek your face. space that we weep between the porch and the altar. We thank you for the seasons of consecration. We thank you, God, for the times of shut-in. We thank you that you're calling your people back to prayer. We thank you now that, God, we will have altars in our homes, God. Oh, God, where we've been worshiping the television, we'll turn it off, God, so that we can spend time with you. Oh, God, call your people back to prayer. Oh, my shandable say, ekerebe shande, lobo sata, ekapa sata, eta shando, hoba shanabosika. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus, call your many men servants and women servants back to prayer. Oh, God, that we would not build up houses for our own, God, that, God, the houses we build will be houses of the Lord, houses of prayer. Oh, my God, houses where people can go and find refuge and safety. Oh, God, under the tabernacle of the Holy Ghost, find healing and salvation and deliverance. Oh, my God, we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you that you're watching over your word to perform it. Oh, God, we know that you are the God that's more than enough. And we thank you tonight for your word. We thank you, Father, for apostolic ministry. We thank you, Father, that you're restoring, oh, God, the true office of apostle, those ones that have been sent forth to set order, oh my God, to restore, to rebuild. Oh, by Sunday, Sekay, Hoba Shatabusa. Oh my God, we thank you for the voice of the prophet that comes to correct, that comes even to rebuke, that comes to give instruction, but yet to come to, oh God, instruct and encourage and build up. We thank you, God, for the prophetic voice. Oh, God, the mouthpiece of God. We thank you, God, that the true prophet will arise and go forth even the more. We thank you for the evangelists. We thank you for those that are called, oh, my God, to witness to the lost, to go into the den of the devil, to go into the dark places and pull out the souls and command and call, oh, my God, the people of God to come back to Christ, because we know, God, they're behind prison walls. They're in bondage. Oh, my God, but you send forth true laborers. Oh, God, true men and women of God that will have a true heart for the souls of the many men and women, boys and girls that are lost tonight. We thank you, God, for the true shepherd, shepherds after your heart, shepherds that spend time in your presence, shepherds that wait on you for your word, God, to deliver to the sheep. Hoba Sando, we thank you, God, that you're eradicating the hirelings, those that come to steal, kill, and destroy. We thank you, God, for the tender shepherd, the loving shepherd, the kind shepherd. Hoba Sata, Okatase. Hey, God, we thank you, God, for the teacher, the one that will take the time to impart into that one that does not know how to live, how to walk, how to talk, but the one that will be kind, gentle to impart the word of the Lord, the complete hand. We need it in the body of Christ. We thank you for the encouragement. We thank you for strengthening. We thank you that the power of God and the gifts of the Spirit would be an operation in the body of Christ. We want you to move even on this week in the upcoming revival that Dr. Clara Walton will be hosting, will be speaking in, Father, down in Bessemer, Alabama. We lift up the woman of God tonight. We lift up that area to you, and we pray, God, that you would move by your Spirit, that you send in from the north, the south, the east, and the west, the souls that are dying, the souls that are on their way to hell, those that have almost given up. God, we want you to encourage, God. We want you to build up, God. We want you to strengthen, God. You touch right now. Begin to do the work that only you can do. We thank you now. We give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you the praise for what you're doing. We thank you in advance for miracles. We thank you that lives will forever be changed. Souls will be saved and delivered by the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you now. We give you glory, God, and we give you honor. We thank you, Holy Ghost, for going going down, and doing the work that needs to be done that only you can do, God. We thank you and we praise you, God. Continue the work that you have begun, Father God, not only for this ministry, but all ministries that are going out by way of radio, television, those, God, that you've called in this hour, Father God, to proclaim the word of the Lord. Some may be going through great trial, but Father, I pray that you would give boldness to your men servants and women servants and handmaids, God. You give a holy boldness, Father, to declare the uncompromised word of the Lord. Oh, Father, we thank you now. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you that you're purifying. We thank you that you're refining. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, that you're taking us even down to the potter's house, because you are the potter and we are the clay, and we want to be molded and made after your image, God. Oh God, we want the church to arise and be the church of Jesus Christ, the church that Jesus will come back for. Oh my God, without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. We thank you now. We thank you, Father, for what you're doing. We thank you for this end time move. We thank you, God, and we give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you the praise now. Oh God, let your will be done. Hallelujah. Let your will be done, Father, and we'll never cease to give you praise. We'll never cease to give you honor and glory. Encourage your people today. Touch that one that's having those chest pains right now, that heaviness right in the chest right now. Father, I'm asking you to heal right now. Touch right now. We rebuke sickness now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for lifting the heaviness now. We thank you right now. Relieve the pressure now in the name of Jesus. Lift up the stress. Lift it up off of them now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak peace now. I speak strength now. I speak the comfort of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Touch that one that just lost that dear loved one that's really grieving heavy. Father, I want you to lift it up off of them now. I want you to touch right now. Father God, you walk in on the scene. God, you know, you see the pain, you see the hurt. Father, you see and you know all things, and we're believing you to touch right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, lift the heavy burden, lift the heavy weight in the name of Jesus. Come in, sweet Jesus, and do what only you can do. Father, we thank you now. We give you glory and we give you honor. Oh, my God, my God, my God, we love you today and we appreciate you now. We say thank you, Holy Ghost. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, God, because you'll continue to prove yourself to your people. Oh, my God, continue to show yourself strong. Just because you're God, and we'll never cease to praise you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. You have been listening, praise the Lord, to Set Free Live, brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. We appreciate you listening, and if you would like further information about our ministry, we ask that you go to our website, www.wopministries.org. Amen. We have conference information. We have all kinds of information on our website. If you would like prayer, you'd like to send them in by way of email, you may do so. You can email us at prayer@wopministries.org. Praise the Lord. If the Lord would put it up on your heart to be a blessing to this ministry, praise God, you may do that as well. Amen. Go to our resource page. There's a donate button there. Praise God. If you feel led to do that, we invite you to do so. Amen. We're just wanting to obey the Lord. Amen. And take the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. Praise God, because God has called us and mandated us to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. To encourage women of God to embrace the call of God on their life. Praise the Lord. This is the purpose of our conferences and retreats and revivals, is just to encourage men, women, boys, and girls, amen, to embrace the call of God on our life. But we have been called, amen, to reach women, praise God, to instruct them to pray, to seek the face of God, praise God. And we thank God for you listening to us. We ask that you continue to listen. On our next broadcast, we will pick up, amen, with our teaching, talking about the gifts of the Spirit, and we will close out on the gift of prophecy. Praise God. My time is gone now, but I pray, amen, that you will stay encouraged, continue to seek the face of God, continue to let God be God in your life. Stay encouraged, man of God, woman of God, amen. Young man, young woman, stay encouraged. Know that God loves you. He has your best interests at heart, and he's working it out just for you. God bless you. Be blessed. In the name of the Lord, God bless.